Thursday. Hope everyone had a great week so far.
A great week.
So far. So I feel like there's a little parrot on my shoulder mimicking everything.
Wait,
how about
the parrot video I showed you that went viral?
Oh, of your friend. That's
your friend, right? So funny. Speaking of, so she has this little parrot. His name is Skittles. And she put him on TikTok to, what was the song?
I don't remember, but it was so funny. He was dancing to it. And then when it stopped, the parrot stopped, and then the music like dropped, and then the parrot started like
dancing again. Oh my God. The best. So cute. Loved it so much.
I know. Do you remember the parrot that Cowboy Joe had?
Yes.
He would curse at us.
He was insane. It was a big parrot too.
I know. And you know what's really funny? Like, I don't even know why we got here already, but Dad actually told me he just talked to him recently.
He talks to everyone.
I know. He's made some like calls of people from the past, but this was our old neighbor and he lives on like a big farm. He has horses. I remember we went there, but his parrot would literally curse you off. You walk in, he's like, "What's up, bitch?" I'm like, "Oh, excuse you.
Dude, what's
it's
going
so
on?
Funny though. That's I love so birds cool. are awesome.
They really are so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, slightly off topic for today.
Didn't Brooke and Colin say they wanted a parrot and that's how the whole parrot conversation came up the other day?
I don't know. No, Brooke is our little cousin, by the way. She wants a bearded dragon. I know. And Colin wants a bird.
I can't. I don't
Colin
think
is also
ever
our
wanted
cousin.
A bearded dragon, but I guess they're like lovely.
They're cute.
They could be
they're
cute.
Interesting. I think our cats would eat them or try to at
Look
least.
Look at this cat.
So today we're doing our episode at Amanda's house or Amanda's apartment upstairs in my mom's house.
Is this actually considered an apartment though, or is it just
this is bigger than your apartment in New York City, I feel like.
True.
We have like a tradition now. We're doing like Taco Tuesdays every Tuesday over here. And I mean, besides that, I feel like we've been together every single day since she's been home.
I didn't
the
see
four
you
of
yesterday.
Us.
Ugh. Rude. Yeah, yesterday I didn't see you.
We had yesterday we had Anthony's family over for a barbecue. It was really nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's been a week so far. It's been a week.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, to say the least. You know, I haven't seen you in 2 days and I feel like I literally grew 7 inches overnight.
Oh my God, she was just dancing around without clothes on and oh my God, her belly. So cute. Oh. It's getting big.
Yeah, but it's like I'm so happy I'm not getting stretch marks on it because it's so big already, right?
It looks so good.
I've been using like lots of vitamin E and lavender cream or something. I don't know. They say it's pregnancy cream, which is really nice. They have
your stomach looks so good. It's so crazy to see. Like I was laughing at first and not because it's funny, but it's just so crazy to see, you know, someone you've seen not every day, but like my entire life I've seen my sister and she's always had the flattest stomach. So to see it like so big and so cute, it's just so crazy to see. Like there's a baby in there.
I know. We've got a little bit of abs up here.
I know. It's so funny. You could still see her abs, like the marks for them, which is hilarious. But oh my God, he is growing so big. How big is he? How many weeks are you right now?
Tomorrow I'll be 23 weeks.
23.
So 22 weeks, 6 days.
Wow.
So tomorrow I enter my 6th month.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's nuts. I feel like it's going really quick.
I know.
I mean, for me, I could say that.
Well,
I'm not the one growing
a baby.
Crazy
though, because like, remember, I think even like last week we were talking about like, I barely look pregnant. And then the week before, like I didn't look pregnant. I'm like, where's the child?
Nah, you said that, but you looked pregnant last week.
Yeah.
But now it's like,
I'm pregnant.
Now they're, which is awesome because there's no like mistaking it for, like you look skinny everywhere else from behind. You don't even, it's just, you're all belly, which is adorable.
Oh, it's because it's a boy, they say.
Yeah, right.
Right. And I've only broken out in one spot one time and it was because I ate all processed foods last week.
Oof. Ugh. Yeah.
I know. I felt so gross.
Yeah.
Feels really good eating healthy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how healthy our dinner was, but.
I was healthy. I think tacos are healthy.
Yeah. I'm just like sitting here rubbing my belly.
I know. It looks so smooth. Oh my God. Did we tell him that I felt him kick? Did I say that last week?
I don't think so.
I think I did maybe. Yeah, I felt him kick whenever I go to her belly and I'm like, hi, auntie's here.
Auntie,
he kicks.
Auntie kicks. Car. Do you have anything exciting to share with them this week?
Let's see.
You got a car today.
Oh, yeah. You got a car today. I got a car.
That
I just haven't posted. I'm not
I
like you. I don't
kick.
Post. Did you?
Yeah.
he hears my voice.
It's because he hears your voice, not mine.
Yeah, right. He cares about my voice. He's like, oh, Auntie, I didn't see you in one day.
Oh, my God. What are we going to ever do?
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's getting new cars in our family. I feel like Amanda just got one today.
Brett's about due for one.
Yeah, me and Anthony got our insurance was all handled. Probably like 2 weeks ago.
I think it was 2 weeks ago. Your car's so nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's so crazy is so our insurance and everything settled, which was great because we had heard from the cop that was like investigating the case, and they found Anthony's car or truck abandoned in East Orange in like a garage that like no one lived in.
Oh wait, they found it?
Yeah.
I didn't realize they found it.
Yeah, and they found mine in Boston in a shipping container.
They found it in the container.
Yeah, in a shipping container.
Why did I think you said Baltimore?
Or maybe Baltimore. What did I say? Boston.
Boston?
Yeah, it was one of the B's. But yeah, so they ended up finding both of them. Then he texted us the pictures the same day, which I don't know. I doubt they found them the same day, but it was just like ironic.
That would be really odd if they found them on the same day.
I know. It was a little weird, but I mean, at that point, our insurance was, everything was all done. So thank God, because honestly, just getting it back would just be eerie. Like knowing that they ripped out all the stuff.
I wouldn't trust it. You don't know what they did in that car.
Right. And it's just like an eerie feeling.
It's like just a violation.
Yeah. But luckily that's all over with.
Over and done with, and on to the next chapter with new cars and all that good stuff, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm turning 30 and today that we're recording is September 1st, so I can't believe it's September. You know, the first
when
day...
When did September happen?
I don't know, but the first day of fall is September 22nd, which is me and Anthony's one-year anniversary.
Oh, my Lord.
I know.
That's so fun.
I know. So I think I forgot to say this in the last episode because I wanted to, that our first date was August 16th. So that was like our first official 1 year. I mean, I only say that because like we hung out like basically every day after the first date. But when he finally asked me to be his girlfriend, it was the 22nd of
September.
So I already got him a gift.
That's a good day. Did you?
I got him something like thoughtful. Obviously, I don't want to say it on here because it'll probably take him 2 weeks, 3 weeks to listen to this. But, sorry, Anthony. But yeah, no, it's really cute. I'll tell you what it is after. And then once I give it to him, guys, I'll tell you because it's such a cute, like, thoughtful gift. And okay. I think it's...
Sorry.
It's okay. And I really think it's, like, the coolest thing in the world.
I want to know what it is.
I know. Well...
You can't tell me.
I can't tell you right now.
I know.
So there.
Can you whisper it to me?
No. I know, and I told him too because it just came in the mail. I ordered it early. No. I told him that I'm like, your gift came that I got you for our anniversary. Hint, hint. Don't forget.
As she flashes her ring finger at him.
No, no, stop. Oh, not at all. But no, kidding. Just to let him, you know, how guys are. It's hard to remember things, you know. So I was just letting him know that I was very proactive this year.
It's funny that you guys are on the 22nd and me and Brett were the 23rd.
Yeah, but what's even weirder is 9 plus 2 is 13, mm-hmm. which is our numbers are like 13, 31, and 23. And then 22 plus 9 is 31.
No.
22.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, 31. Wow. And then 9 plus 2 plus 2 is 13 plus 1, 14 plus 9.
23. Wow.
I know. And we didn't even realize that. We were just laying in bed and I was like, I think he asked like, so are we like official or something? I was like, well, you didn't ask me to be my, you didn't ask me to be your girlfriend. And then we picked that day, obviously. And then we realized all those numbers were there. And we were like, holy shit, that's so crazy.
That's so
right?
cool.
Right? All of three of our numbers. How weird
amazing.
Is that?
That's amazing.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
So I love that.
I know for you, like my sister and her husband, their number's 23. And like even your wedding date was 2-3.
And then 2-3-18.
Which equals 23.
Our initial anniversary was the 23rd. Mm-hmm. His birthday is the 23rd.
Yeah. And then he proposed on the 30th. And then your due date's the 30th of December. Like,
yeah, but it's 1-2-3-0.
Yeah.
1-2-3-0.
So crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
It's funny how things fall together.
They really do. I think it's all kind of interesting and meant to be. I'm, like, laying here still looking at my belly. And it's funny because I was telling Carly this morning how me and Brett went to our gym and they finally opened like the inside part September 1st. So they were taping off like 200 square feet per person. And this is like a humongous warehouse. So just imagine, I don't know if any of you guys have ever been to like a CrossFit gym before, but like these warehouses are gigantic and they only allowed 11 of us in because each person had to take up 200 square feet and they taped it all off. So we have like all our equipment and like these 200 square foot taped off little boxes and stuff. And then we have to do pull-ups. So I'm doing ring pull-ups because my ass is not able to do a regular pull-up right now. And I haven't done pull-ups in a couple of weeks. The last time we did them, I think it was right before I went to South Dakota or maybe, yeah, it had to be. So I'm doing them today and I'm like, holy shit, like I'm so heavy. I can't pull myself up. It was crazy because like I'm looking right here, like all of a sudden, like I legit popped.
Yeah.
But you can feel like what's crazy.
I don't like the idea of you in a gym though. Like, you know what makes zero sense to me?
But so they have the huge doors that are open, so it's honestly, it's not even like we're inside.
Right, but why are they not opening schools? Why are you not allowed to go to church? Why are you allowed to, like, it's so weird what they're picking and choosing. I don't think anyone really even knows like the rules. Like, they're making up these crazy rules and it just makes no sense.
Well, it's like you can walk into a restaurant
or the mall
and you have to have your mask on, but if you sit down you can take your mask off. Right. I don't understand.
I know, it's so crazy.
Brett sent me this really funny, it's like a spoofy video about this guy who's kind of just making fun of all the ridiculous rules. Mm-hmm. Like, they say that it's not on surfaces, yet let's, you know, hire extra staff when we're already struggling to clean every surface every 15 minutes.
Oh, I heard it. See, I heard it does live on surfaces.
I think everyone is just, I don't know.
Yeah, I saw something where it was like, if the masks work, then why do we have to stand 6 feet apart? And if we have to stand, and if standing 6 feet apart works, then why do we have to wear the masks? No, but it's not, I mean,
it's not funny.
It's just, I think the problem is it's just no one really knows for sure.
It's the first time anyone in the whole world is experiencing this. So we're kind of like all, you know, trial and erroring it together. But yeah. Luckily, New Jersey has been really good and things are slowly starting to open up, which thank God. I mean, especially for the businesses because, you know, everything's been shut down for so long.
I know. It's sad. So sad. It really is sad.
Like our favorite little Japanese restaurant, the sushi place.
On Route 9.
On Route 9 closed
down. I know. I have a gift card for there still. I know. So that was my favorite.
They were so
good. And my other favorite place closed down. It was like they had the best salads ever. It was right in Red Bank.
Oh, is that the one with the artichokes?
Yeah. I know.
They closed down.
Yeah, I think they wrote like after 45 years, we had to close our doors or something.
It's
heartbreaking. I know.
Yeah, makes me so sad.
Yeah. So I know we really don't talk about it much on here, but I think it's like, you know, we can tell, like, let them know a little bit
about what's going on with Dad.
Yeah, because, you know, like, it's not all freaking rainbows and butterflies, you know?
We actually wanted to dedicate this episode to him tonight and kind of just, like, talk about what's been going on over here because, like Carly said, it's not all rainbows and butterflies. And actually, we had, like, a really fucking rough weekend. And
it's been a rough couple of weeks with him. I had to take him. I woke up this morning to him, like, needing to go to the emergency room again, which was, like, the second time in, like, 2 weeks, so I had to take him there, and they don't really know what's going on. He's been doing his chemo. He did 2 rounds of chemo, and he didn't have it last week, so it's weird that he's having these side effects now. Still. They're running tests on him, and he's saying they're having him stay overnight, and then he's supposed to start again on Thursday, which, you know, is concerning. But it's so weird because he was over my house yesterday and he finally like seemed like himself again, like back to normal, like working, and like he seemed really good, like really like clear-headed and everything. And then now he woke up today with that. So,
well, let's rewind and kind of just tell them like what happened in June and how it's kind of just been like flowing into trying to get him into a remission or a recovery. He was diagnosed with cancer.
Liver cancer.
Originally. They originally diagnosed him with liver cancer in February of last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And within 2 sessions of chemo, all of his 16 tumors in his liver were gone, done, completely gone. They were mind blown, right? So basically what happened was he kept going back like every couple months for scans. There was no tumors. Everything looked beautiful.
Yeah, and nothing came back, nothing which they thought was back. So like bizarre because...
With liver cancer, it always comes back. Mm-hmm. That's what they said. The only real way to quote unquote cure or go into remission from liver cancer is to get a transplant. So he had to continue get all these scans done. And every single scan came back perfectly normal for the last year and a half, basically. And then in June, like as in 2 months ago, they found the tumor
in his lymph nodes.
In his stomach.
Right, but they said it was in his lymph nodes.
Right, right, right.
Well, at first they found a lump that was they were monitoring it and it had gotten bigger, so they did a biopsy and it came back cancerous. But what was weird is it had no like so the, originally they were like, oh, maybe it came from his liver and now it's in his lymph nodes, but they found no traces of the liver cancer in it, which means that it had to have came from somewhere else. So we took him for colonoscopy, endoscopy, all kinds of scans, and they can't find. It's called
hepatoid adenocarcinoma, which is essentially stomach cancer that metastasized in his lymph nodes and in his liver. So initially it was always this rare form of stomach cancer,
right, which they thought was liver cancer.
So now he went for chemo, his platelets dropped, so I don't know like if anyone's familiar with what that means, but essentially like your platelets are those they fight for you, like they fight for your body, and they dropped so low they said they weren't going to be able to do another round of chemo for him unless his platelets came up,
and they went
and he is freaking amazing. Yeah. He's just so freaking amazing. Positive. Because they dropped down to the number 22. This was on Thursday when we took
tell
him
them
to the
like
doctor.
What a normal platelet, like what your normal platelets should be at.
Well, they wanted him to be at 100, right. And I'm not sure what normal is.
Right.
I mean, my platelets have always been very low. I've been always in the low hundreds, but that's not normal. Right. I think normal is a little bit higher than that.
Right, and his was down to 22, which is insane. Yeah.
Which is insane. So he said to them, I'm coming back next week and they're going to be at 104.
Mm-hmm.
Then they laughed. They're like, I hope so, but that just doesn't seem plausible. So then he went to get his blood work done yesterday or 2 days ago or whenever it was, and his platelets came back at 100.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the second time he did that. You know that, right?
It's insane.
No, because this was after his first week, his platelets were low. They didn't know if they would do the second treatment. So it was the same thing where it went really low. He went for blood work on Monday before his second round, and it jumped back up to 100. So they were able to do the second
chemo.
And then last week was when they tested him again, and they were extremely low again. And he goes, watch what I can do. And like, my dad's a firm believer, and like, I believe this too, that
mind body connection.
Yeah, right. Totally. That like, if you believe it, you can achieve it type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tested his platelets again and they went back up again. So now he's able to do his third round of chemo this week on Thursday, you know,
God willing, he gets out of the hospital.
Which I just talked to him and he wants to go home. But he's waiting for the GI doctor right now. So he wants to go home. So, you know, I think any little thing that happens, he gets nervous and he just wants to go to the ER just to make sure everything's okay, which I understand. Like,
oh
and
my God,
and for him to even call to want to go to the doctor, the ER, I mean, the hospital, like, you know, something's wrong because he's the type of person that would walk around in pain for like months before he would even tell anyone. Like, that's just the type of person he is. That I feel like that's also you, but I feel like that's most men in general.
Totally.
They kind of ignore the issue. So, you know, getting those calls, it's so scary.
It is scary.
Waking up to that and, you know, feeling like helpless, and they let you in for a little bit, but they don't really let the visitors like stay too long. So it's stressful. And, you know, so if everyone can just say a little prayer for Stev, our dad, literally the best person in the world. Like, he's the most positive, upbeat, easygoing person. And he just needs to get through this, and he will. And yeah, like we said, any prayers are greatly appreciated.
Anyone who does any distance Reiki, send some Reiki over to him.
That'd be nice.
help him heal from the inside out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a lot of love and a lot of support and, you know, everyone working really hard for him. You know, our mom is an angel because, right, they got divorced how many years ago now?
Oh, my
15
God.
15 years 10, ago.
15 years ago.
And, like, that woman has gotten him into the best care in New York at Columbia University. And
yeah,
it's so without her, who knows what would happen. So it's so nice to see her, you know, for us, really doing it for us.
She stepped up, like, she in really a big did, way, and got which him is in, really yeah, awesome.
And got him in, like, an amazing hospital under, like, some of the best doctors. So we're hopeful. We're very hopeful. I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Again, I think mental state has a lot to do with it. And he is in a great mental state. Like I said, it's so weird because he was back at my house finishing, yesterday, like, working. Yeah. And, like, he was up and about. And he just seemed, like, really, really good, which was so nice
to
see.
Well, we were even with him over the weekend, too. And he was in, I mean, right, yeah, mostly good spirits.
He was making us pancakes on Sunday. His famous pancakes. Oh, my God. They were so good, by the way.
He added brown sugar to them this time.
Right. That's his secret ingredient. Yeah, no one flips a pancake like Steph.
He did a double flip.
I know. It was so funny. Ashley Franklin had messaged me.
No.
I know. So, Ashley, I don't know if you listen to this, but congrats on your wedding.
Yay.
I miss your soul. Oh. She's a really close childhood friend that I haven't seen in years, but she used to be over the house all the time growing up. And she saw the videos of Dad flipping. And she's like, that was one of, like, my favorite childhood memories, was coming to your house for pancakes. And
oh, he was so cute. Right?
Everyone that knows my dad and everyone that was friends with us when we were younger, like, every time we'd have sleepovers, we'd wake up to him. He'd make them in, like, different shapes and letters and all kinds of cool
but
shit.
The best part is they weren't just, like, pancakes. They were, like, the size of the whole fucking pan.
I know, right?
And then he would flip it.
I know.
And he would put, like, even if, like, sometimes he would do the chocolate chip or the banana, mm-hmm, with, like, the eyes and, like, the happy face and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I was just, you know, like, it was just very, like, nostalgic, I think, over the weekend, just because we haven't had that in a really long time, which is, you know, it was nice. It was nice to spend time with him and get to do that.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was nice. So prayers to you, Daddy-O. You're going to get through this, and we love you.
We love you.
And yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, so someone sent me a message the other day on my DMs and said that they want to know all about your workout plan. Like, what do you do to work out, Carly? Are you just naturally beautifully skinny and gorgeous?
First of all, stop. But thank you. I don't mean ew, but thank you. You know I'm not good at taking compliments.
Well, you should start accepting them because you're beautiful just the way you are.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and actually, there was, like, a few messages like that. They're like, whoa, you look good, but wow, Carly,
oh my
can
God.
I get her workout plan?
Please.
I'm like, well, my pregnant ass.
she works out like crazy. I'm 15 pounds, maybe even like 18 pounds heavier than I was last year at this time.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
How?
I mean, listen, I was really skinny. Like, I was skinny last year.
True.
Like, I was skinny.
Did you not eat?
No. Of course I ate. It was just, I was traveling every month.
That's true. I forgot about that.
I was constantly working out. I was, like, so on point because it was like, when I have to travel somewhere or I have an event or something like that, like, I make sure I eat really healthy and, like, I work out because I know I have to be, like, be somewhere. And literally every single month, if not twice a month, I was traveling. So I was, like, honestly in, like, the best shape of my life. But, you know, COVID happened.
Mm.
And, I mean, throughout the year, I did gain a little bit of weight, like, healthy weight. And it was fine. And I was working out. I had my my trainer, me and mom were working out. And I have, like, a gym in my neighborhood. And that was nice. But I kind of, like, just slowly was gaining a little bit of weight. And it was fine. Like, I liked it. Plus, Anthony, you know, he's always, like, he eats 12 meals a day. So he's always eating, which kind of pushed me to eat a little bit more. But honestly, I think COVID really hit me.
You know, it's so interesting because someone, not to take you off the topic mm-hmm. for a second, but someone said, I can't remember where I heard this, or maybe it was even a meme, but they said basically, like, I'm going to come out of COVID either 25 pounds less in the best freaking shape of my life mm-hmm. or 99 pounds heavier and unrecognizable. I know. There's like no, it's like one extreme or the other.
I know. But I really haven't worked out. That's the issue. Like,
Well, your trainer hasn't been able to come.
I know. And the gym closed down. Like, I'm the type of person where like, I love to get out of the house and work out. At home, I just get so preoccupied. So like, I've done like little things here and there. But you know, I eat pretty healthy. Like I said, I did gain weight. I think I needed to gain a little bit of weight from.
Yeah.
So some of it just came back from when I wasn't traveling as much.
I'm kind of happy you put on weight because now I can potentially fit in some of your clothes.
You're so annoying. So yeah, right now I'm actually, we were supposed to have our first session back with our trainer today and she sprained her ankle, unfortunately. So womp, womp, womp. But yeah, I need to get my butt back in shape. So, and I know it's like, some people are probably like, oh, shut up, like, blah, blah, blah. But you know,
feel
it's,
it.
Yeah, you definitely feel a difference and you feel like more sluggish and all of that. But yeah, my birthday, I'm about to be 30 in a month and a half.
What? When the fuck did you get so old?
I know. So like, how? I need to get my groove
girl,
back.
30 changes everything.
No, I know. And I could see like, I could go normally like a month without working out and not make a change because I eat healthy most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you could see the older you get, it's you
harder.
Know, the weight's not staying off like it used to. So
they say that it's 80% diet, 20% exercise.
Yeah, I agree.
But however, let me just say this and then I want to hear what your opinion of this is. So a couple years ago, I had to be like 27, I think. It was 20. So a couple years ago, I had to be like 27 or 28 even. It was like the year before me and Brett got married. So 2016 was that 4 years ago. So 20, mm-hmm. I was 28. Mm-hmm. And me and Brett joined this thing called the Max Challenge.
Right.
And it was a 10-week challenge. You eat really healthy. You work out 5 days a week. But it's not like any crazy workouts. It's just like 45-minute workouts, mm-hmm. cardio, some weightlifting, nothing nuts, right?
Right.
10 weeks, the transformation was like jaw-dropping. Like you cannot – it was just unbelievable how amazing the transformations were. So then I get older. 30 happens, I'm like, okay, let's try this transformation again. 30, like, okay, fine, happens, you know, thumbs up, all's good. 31, do you understand that I'm about to be 33? I'm still trying to get in shape from 31.
Oh, shut up. Like, oh, stop it.
It takes freaking forever. You eat one wrong thing, one processed food. I'm working for 6 months to try and get that thing off. It's crazy.
So it's true what they say then, huh?
You're about to be over the hill.
I know.
Welcome.
Well, I forgot to add because when I think of working out, I think of like working out, but I've been biking a lot, so that helps.
That
love to ride my bike. So I don't even consider that working out, but that's like a good way to stay active too. I love to be outside. So for any of you guys that maybe don't love working out, find like activities that you can do, even if it's just walking, to just like get outside
getting
and
your steps in.
Yeah,
getting
it's
your
just
steps
good to stay
in.
Like
good.
Active in that way if you can't, you know, get to the gym and whatever. But yeah, diet is a lot of it. Eating healthy is definitely very important, but also like you could tell the older you get, it's not as easy.
Yoga has always been a really good one for me. Look at his little butt.
Hey, Fuzzy Wuzzy.
He's so freaking cute.
It's so funny, Fuzz. Sorry to change the subject, but Fuzz, when Amanda was away, I would come up and like try to pet him and feed him, and he was like just not having it. And now that mom's back, he's being a sweetie.
Oh my God, he is such a mama's boy.
Yeah, he's obsessed with you. It's crazy.
He loves me so much. Hey. I love this animal more than you can ever imagine loving something.
I wish that was her trying to get sit up with the belly.
Oh my God, it's so big.
Monkey, who's a little squishy boy. Oh, he's got a long tail. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I need a summer vacation from cooking. Wouldn't you say, Car?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When the heat rises, I'm looking for ways to do less. That's why lately I've been skipping out on meal prep and keeping things easy with Daily Harvest. Right now, Daily Harvest is helping me beat the heat with their refreshing smoothies and delicious scoops, their new plant-based ice cream. Scoops are free of additives, preservatives, and fillers because they're made with whole, nourishing organic ingredients like black sesame, coconut cream, and dragon fruit. And they have 4 amazing flavors. Daily Harvest is an actual lifesaver, for real. They help you stock your home with clean, delicious food that are built on real fruits and vegetables. They're farm frozen to lock in peak nutrients and taste. With Daily Harvest, there's tons of options for any time of day, from smoothies to harvest bowls, flatbreads, and more. And the best part, ready to enjoy in minutes, actually seconds. My favorite thing in the morning is having a Daily Harvest smoothie. I have one every single morning with a little bit of flax milk, my non-dairy milk, and it is the perfect breakfast. I love them so much, and I love all the different flavors too.
She doesn't stop talking about them.
I swear. I talk about them all the time. Our freezer is stacked up with them. It's great.
Keep it simple this summer with Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code Bible to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code Bible, B-Y-B-E-L, for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. dailyharvest.com.
So I'm going to an engagement party this weekend.
Right.
And I was just doing a mini fashion show for Carly. Right, nothing to wear.
I know. She texts me. She's like, can I borrow a really tight dress? I'm like, I mean, you could try.
You're trying to get into it.
Like a stretchy one.
So the I was planning on wearing the dress that, like, if you guys scroll on over to the cover of our podcast, I have that dress. It won't freaking zipper.
Oh, no.
It's so bad. So I just tried on a couple dresses for Carly. I think we came out.
Yeah, I love the black one. It's adorable.
So I want to know from you guys, like, what do you think a pregnant lady should wear? Something really tight and form-fitting? Or do you prefer loose and comfy?
I think a mixture of both. I think whatever people are comfortable in. I personally love you in, like, those, like, tighter dresses because you have such long, beautiful legs, and, like, it just looks so good. But, I mean, I also loved that black flowy dress. It looked so pretty, girly, right? Adorable. And, like, you can tell right now, like, I think in the beginning stages when, like, you kind of just don't really look pregnant yet, it's kind of makes you look bigger and, like, no one really will know or want to ask. But, like, you can tell you're pregnant now, that I think it's adorable because, like, you see your little belly and, like, if you push, if you, like, hold down on it, you can, like, really tell that it's clearly a pregnant belly because of what your legs and your arms look like. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think you wear whatever you're comfortable with, but, I mean,
yeah,
you can definitely come over and try on some stuff.
Yeah, so definitely looking for maternity recommendations. I bought my first pair of maternity jeans. I was just, like, curious so to cute. See what they looked like.
I know they're
so. If there's any specific brands, we'd love to hear it. But Cara, I think we owe them a couple shout outs this week.
Yeah, but wait, really quickly. Speaking of clothing, I have about 150 items up on my shop, CarlysCloset.com. It's not live right now. It'll be live. By the time you're hearing this, it will be live. Mm-hmm. So if anyone is interested, I'm selling, like, I have an obscene amount of clothes. And if you would, I'm sure you guys do believe it, but even selling 150 items, it barely even made a dent in my closet. So definitely go check that out because I have a lot of really awesome items and some accessories that,
you know, we should do. What? We should do a podcast episode where we're, like, talking about the clothes that, like, trying on different clothes in your closet and mm-hmm. just kind of, like, narrating.
I think that would be better as a video.
I guess
people
that would
be are more
video.
Visual.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, but I'm selling a lot of outfits that I swore I'd never sell, but it's like, I think I'm the older I'm getting, I'm just like, there's no need to hang on to everything as much as I love certain things. But the thing is with me is a lot of times I'll, like, either hold on to items or buy things because I love, like, fabrics, and, like, my dream of life is to have a fashion line one day.
You will.
So I think, I know, that's my goal this year. But I think that's why I hold on to so much, because it's like I want to get, like, inspiration
inspired.
From certain things.
What's your oldest piece of clothing?
I still have, actually, I think I just got rid of them.
Bathing
Remember
suits?
Those gray jeans that were, like, those low waist from Delia's? I swear they don't fit me. They definitely won't fit me now.
Me?
I had those. I wore
You're
them in a post.
Joking.
I know. So those, and there's definitely more, like, stuff from BB I have from, like,
okay.
middle school. There's some shit from middle school, seriously.
Yeah.
I'd still wear, like, Free People stuff I have from years and years, and they're still, like, great quality.
I'll, like, look through my closet. I'm like, I still have this shit, but, like, let me wear it because I'm never throwing it out.
I know. There's certain things that are just so iconic you can't get rid of, but
totally.
I'm starting to let go. And I definitely, my shopping my bad shopping habits have slowed down a lot. You'd be very proud of me.
Oh, I am proud of you.
Because I don't wear anything that I buy because, especially with COVID, we haven't gone anywhere.
Oh, my God. I don't think I told them about the freaking adorable ass little baby Yeezys.
That I got for baby.
You got. Yeah. Oh, my God. They're the cutest little shoes ever.
I know. I got little tiny Yeezys
baby
for babies.
Yeezys.
Did we tell him his official name?
Well, it's not official yet.
Okay, but his almost official name?
I think I told them last week.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to just hold off because I don't want to call him one thing and
then if it changes,
another.
True,
right.
true. Yeah, but oh my gosh, they're so adorable. I can't wait to just buy so many things. We went to Bye Bye Baby
was that
Sunday?
So it was Sunday.
We went on Sunday because she wanted to look for cribs and just kind of browse. And holy shit, first of all, that stroller section is the most stressful thing I've ever seen. Like, how does one even choose a stroller?
I need all the recommendations from all the moms out there.
Oh my God.
The funny thing, so mom brings me into like all the little cribs. They're so freaking adorable. She's going to get us the crib.
We walk up and mom goes, oh, I love that one. And I'm like, mom, if you want her to like that crib, shush and don't say you like it. Say you hate it and she'll end up with that one. Because she kept making comments. And then as soon as she was quiet, you went over and you're like, oh, I do love this one. And I'm like, see, that's how easy it is.
Oh, poor mom.
I know. But it's so true, though. Like, you know how you are with her. Like when we're shopping, like if you like it and she says she likes it before you get to say it, you're like, nah, I don't really like it.
I know. And then I end up loving it.
I know.
So like, typical, right?
Yeah.
But my mother-in-law called today and she's like, I decided that you need the Mac Daddy of all strollers.
Which one is that?
It's called the Upper Baby.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
It's funny. I was with Daphne this morning for breakfast.
Does she have that?
And no, but she said that it was only a little bit more than the one she got. And she like said like she should have gotten that one, that it's like the best because when you're using it as a stroller, it like lays flat. So the babies can lay flat instead of like being upright when they want to sleep.
Okay.
She said, which was cool. Did you make an appointment to go in and
No, but we have to. They have like this whole specialist thing where they like give you a whole tutorial on.
I mean, you need a tutorial.
But
yeah,
I have a truck, I could put it right in the back seat.
True. And you have so many friends with babies that like you just got to ask because I feel like as a new mom that has zero experience, like you don't know what you need and what you don't. So it's like really, I think it's important to reach out to them and kind of hear like, all right, what's something that you didn't think you needed, but like you use and it's like amazing.
Yeah.
Type
or
of thing.
You guys can send over all those recommendations. You know where to find me.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally. But we owe them some shout outs.
We do owe them some shout outs. Let me grab my phone too. Hi, Fuzzy Wuzzy.
He just wants love all the freaking time.
I know. Let's see.
Cutest ever. I can't deal with him.
I have 10% battery left. My phone's always dead. I swear every year they say the iPhones have better battery and I barely am on my phone and it's a lie.
This is like the first one I just saw. Can I just read this one? It's funny.
Yeah.
I've been watching Carly since the very beginning in Mom's house. Carly and Amanda are so real and genuine and so Jersey, like myself. I grew up a couple towns away from you guys, and even though I don't know you personally, it feels like I do. Love how you both are truly so relatable.
Aww.
Keep thriving and giving us Jersey girls a good name.
Oh my gosh.
Cass X3.
That's so cute. Wait, why can't I search
here.
All podcasts?
Do you want?
Okay.
Here, just take.
Shout out to you, girl.
Shout out to you, Cass.
Our leopard-wearing soul sister.
Poof, the Jersey. Do you remember the Jersey Shore Poof?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, of course.
But we actually wore the Poof.
I didn't never wear the Poof.
You totally wore the Poof.
I had a baby Poof.
You had a little baby Poof.
Yeah. Oh, this is a nice one. This is from T. Chilman. I have watched Carly's YouTube videos for years and I'm totally in love with this podcast. Thank you so much for opening your lives up to us and sharing your knowledge. This podcast has shown me the power of therapy and bettering yourself. It encouraged me to go to couples counseling with my fiance. And after a few years of feeling like we were only together because of our son, I finally feel like we are at a good place and ready to move forward in our relationship. Whoa. Thanks again. And know that what you are doing is helping people, making the world a better place.
Oh, I love that.
I actually have tears in my eyes.
I do too.
Honestly, that's beautiful.
That is so aww, sweet.
Well, good for you that you guys went and you made that step together, because I think a lot of people hear the word therapy and they instantly kind of shut off or think like, oh, I don't need that, or I'm too good for that, or whatever the case may be. But in reality, I think it's like a beautiful thing to have someone who's like unbiased, like sit there and listen to issues, and it makes you and your partner more aware of things that are bothering each other. And, you know, I think it's a really great way to break through a lot of issues. So I think that's amazing. Yeah. And we're so happy for you.
Oh my God, we're so happy for you. And even if like there's anyone listening who isn't in a relationship that mm-hmm. feels like they need to talk to someone, right? Like the power of just having someone, like Carly said, there to listen is like you get to dig in and talk about all the things that you're holding back and that you let eat you alive, or that you let ruminate in your little brain, mm-hmm. you know? And it's just a matter of like saying it out loud, and like when we say things out loud, it literally loses its power.
Yeah, it's powerful to say things out loud.
It really
sure.
totally is.
So that's amazing. Yeah, I love wow. that.
I like that. I have loved and followed Carly for years, and Amanda running the Inner Beauty Bible captured my heart. This podcast is such a good mix of girl talk, happy tidbits, meditation, and just a wonderful way to relax and laugh. I constantly see 11:11 and 12:34, and I think of Amanda and Carly every time. I love the jersey coming out when y'all say coffee, and hearing your mom's voice is just like a hug. Aww. Please keep this podcast going forever. Aww. From Hello Jess K.A. Jessica.
Love you, girl.
Love you.
Wait, let's really quickly, for all of the people out there, we got some water and some coffee and the dog.
We're taking a walk. We're going to walk the dog while we drink some coffee.
No, we don't. Now you're overdoing it. We really say draw. We always say draw instead of drawer. Like, I know it's drawer, but we always say draw. Like, I'm pulling out a drawer.
Like, opening the drawer. Like, your underwear drawer.
Yeah, underwear drawer. All right, so let's end this episode with a little quote. I thought it would be a nice one to do one about prayer for Dad. I have one right here. So sometimes all it takes is one prayer
to change everything.
So on that note, we're sending all of you guys so much love and good vibes, good energy.
And love to our daddy.
And love to our dad. You will get through this, and we love you so much.
We love you.
And you're
going
to be the greatest grandpa ever to live.
Because the best dads
get promoted to grandpas. But yeah, everyone enjoy your weekends. Have the best weekend ever.
Happy September, guys. Set some big goals this month.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen.
You got this.
All right, guys. Love you.
Love you all. Bye. Mwah.